AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We're giving you a big hand clap right there. We appreciate your listenership. We're broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and our online streaming where you can always listen live right there at your computer or your handheld device, whatever you like to use. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at onthedge@businessontheedge.biz, boy igloo zebra, or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30, Small Business Concierge 30. I am so excited to be here today. Welcome in again. I am thrilled about Women's History Month. I know I'm watching the news and there's this commentary on, I think we're getting over sensitive about the different groupings. Women's History Month, Black History Month, Cesar Chavez, Men's June is Men's Health Month, and I appreciate all of these different groups and respect and love that there's this diversity, and I think we need to kind of relax a bit and just say, hey, there are different groups doing different things, and collectively we can do great things together, and in our groupings we can do different things together. Women's History Month, we are standing on the shoulders of women that have come before us. I'm standing on the shoulders of not just those that we may see on the cover of Times magazine, like Mother Teresa, who absolutely did a marvelous work while she was here with us. But what about those that don't end up on the cover of some magazine, like your mother, or your aunt, your sister? Standing on the shoulders of other women. I'm gonna do a little coaching today. I love coaching. I love bringing a different way of maybe processing or engaging information. I think we're going to do that today. I had a great opportunity kicking off this month, Women's History Month, by doing a talk. I was invited to do a talk at Palo Alto Chamber of Commerce, which is fantastic. They were relaunching their Women in Enterprise group. It was dormant a little bit. It was launched in 2019. And due to the pandemic, we know the story, we know the history. So they are relaunching it, and it's a fantastic group, a fantastic way of bringing professional women together, accomplished women that have done so many great things. It was such an honor to be with them on March 1st. And what I like to call these women, power women. There's a lot of power women out there. And keep on crushing it, keep on doing your great work. And so we had a lot of power women in the room. Professionals, these professional women, I'm really talking to everyone, but with it being Women's History Month, I really want to make this special for you. But this can be applied to anyone. But sometimes information is applied to a group. Don't be offended if you're not in that group. There's always something for all of us. So I want to stress that, because I'm seeing a lot of commentary in the news. It's just so disheartening. And I don't want to get into the politics of things. I'm not a political analyst. I'm just saying, as a business coach, let's enjoy the wave, enjoy the ride. So as professionals, and that I've accomplished, that I've achieved different things. I myself included. We're always moving to our next accomplishment or our next finish line, our next success story. Oftentimes, I warmly grin inside when people share their comments, thoughts, and admiration for the work that I've accomplished and achieved over the years. And I have a secret. And that secret is when people are sharing their thoughts, and it's always so wonderful, they're always so genuine, and I appreciate it hugely. I'm thinking inside secretly, really, with a question mark, really, I am just getting started. And I take such warm, and maybe a little humor, I'm laughing at myself, that look at the things that you've done that has impacted lives, that has impacted change, or that has been a benefit to something. And I'm thinking, I'm just getting started. And I'm off to my next challenge, my next mastering. There's always something to master. There's always something that can be done at another level in running my next level race. And hopefully you're doing the same thing. As long as there's life and breath in my body, I intend to continue to accomplish, to achieve, and leave a legacy in my wake. I think something is, I'm a curious kind of person, curious kind of gal. My husband says to me, you'll never retire. Who came up with retirement? I'm doing some study on that. I'm going to share it with you maybe in the coming weeks. But retirement is a very interesting word and where it comes from and derives from. But I don't subscribe to necessarily that we were born to retire. And there's some reasons behind this. It's very fascinating as to why the retirement and retirement plans and how it just evolved over the years and why it was, why it's believed to be necessary, at least at the time of how it's had its different iterations over the years. But I will retire, like I said, when someone is standing up and talking about what I've done through my lifespan while my family's laying me to rest. And I don't mean to be morbid, but I want to live all of the time that I have, and I want to accomplish, and I hope that that's what you want to do as well. And so one of the things that I talked about at this opportunity was unlocking, mastering, and running your next level race. And it's so important, the words that we're talking about, unlocking, lock, the word lock. It's an old word, 13th century, 14th century, 15th century timeline, different iterations, locks in, or you might see different spellings of it. But it meant to lock in with an established or a secure establishment or a secure fastening, right? And it really was something that was related to armor, soldiers, right? So they locked their armor, they locked and fastened them until the whole armor around them were securely fastened. And I believe that as we progress in life, next year I'm going to be 60. Like, hey, you're telling your age on air. Why not? I love every year I get. So deal with it. I love it. I love it. I'm 58. I'll be 59 here in a few months. I'm looking forward to celebrating that. And I'm looking forward to celebrating 60 and 70 and 80 and 90. And then we might have to talk about some things after that. 100. There's countries in this world that have a high rate of people living over 100. And so that's a really good documentary to track down and watch. But as we accomplish, and you're going to work, and maybe you're sitting at work right now, and you've been at your job for 20 years, and you're getting close to retirement, or you're coming into your career, and you have these early stages of successes and accomplishments. And there's always something, like I said, to master. There's always something else to accomplish. And we know the secret places in our own hearts that may keep us from men, women, it doesn't matter who you are, that will keep us from going after something more. Something more. Years ago, and I do this every now and then, and so I might do it once every few years or so, and I'll do a search for nurses who records the last conversations of people who know that they're going to pass away. And the questions that they ask is, what is your biggest regret? What do you wish you had done? And it's never about, I wish I had made more money. I wish I had made more money. No, it's things like, I wish I had spent more time with my family and friends. Or I wish I had the courage to go after my dreams. Or I wish I had the courage to do or say what I didn't have the courage to do or say. Give one lifespan. One opportunity, and I look around our world and how it's so in conflict. Do you feel the conflict, the tension in the air? People against each other, parties against each other, and all of this. And I'm thinking to myself, we need to really understand ourselves. Not everyone else, but ourselves, the value that you bring to the table, the reasoning why you exist and why it's important and why maybe you should go after that. And I think that there's certainly things to fight for, absolutely. But I think that if we come together on some things and unlock some things, we can help bring a better community, a better world, to leave a legacy for our children. I've got to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to dig into this a little bit more when we come back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge. On AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome in. We are talking about unlocking, mastering, and running your next level race. If you're just tuning in, we talked about locked. It's an old 13th century to 15th century word that has had different iterations, lock-in, locks-in. And in order to unlock something, that word U-N, un, it really means to remove, or a reversal, removal, reversal, deprivation. And in order to do that, we need to know what's locked, right? So things get locked up. We get locked up. And even though we're accomplishing, we're like crushing it in this area of our lives. But you know that there's something over here that you haven't started, you haven't done. You're locked up. You're for some reason. And you need to be unlocked. Fear and dread. Fear and dread is like a dream killer. Fear is never going to get you to move forward. It is not your friend. Suggested fears that someone else suggests, is, hey, did you hear about it? And if you go to this country, you're going to, and so you never go to some country because someone told you how scary it was, or how bad it was, or how overthinking, trauma, pain, overplanning, and you never pull the trigger on that next adventure, your health, your wellness. Health and wellness can lock our bodies up, right? We know that there's examples of that. So how do we process that and get past what I can do with the limitations in my body, rather than my body's limited so I can't do anything? Wrong thinking, belief systems, arrogance is amazingly, it's like a huge lock. What is arrogance, right? It's an exaggerated sense of who you believe you are, your own importance. You ever see that cartoon? It was a cartoon years ago my son used to watch. It was drove me crazy. And it was Johnny Bravo. And Johnny Bravo always talked about himself. He's like, what about me? What about me? Let's talk about me. Enough about me. Let's talk about me. So he's out on a date. It's like, seriously, it's funny, but it's crazy. That's that idea, right? Lack of education, certification. Maybe you want to get more education. Maybe you have your education. Maybe you're mastered and doctorate. And I know someone who has like 3 doctorates, 2 doctorates, and I believe going after the 3rd doctorate. They love learning. Discouragements, time. You can be your own lock. Make sure that you do a self-survey on what's keeping you locked up. You need to master. You need to go to your next level. And I love these words like mastering. Mastering really means to acquire complete knowledge, a skill. What is it that you want to acquire? What is that next something you want to? And you could be a big fish in a little pond. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have a big life. Live it. Live a big life. Mastering also means you're gaining control. You're overcoming. Right? You want to unlock, which means that you need to examine, inspect, and identify what's locked in you so you can unlock it. Then you need to master whatever that next level is. Go ahead and master. Are you mastering what you want to do for the rest of your life? Or are you doing a job that you absolutely hate going to every day? That's like a horrible, horrible way to live. So what is your master behavior? What is your master attitude? How do you respond when the pressure is on? Are you a teapot? And when it heats up, you all the steam comes out with a lot of scream and steam. What do you need to master? What do you need to examine? What do you need to investigate? I'm very good at this, examining, investigating, identifying, and helping people go and master their next exciting journey. He says, oh, coach, you're so optimistic. Versus what? Optimism does not mean making choices and running off and doing something and not planning, not preparing, not building the right strategy. Building the right strategies and putting things in place and planning fortifies and assures and gives you a better confidence of you being able to accomplish. I'm on to my next level. I'm on to my next level race. I completed my master's 4.0 GPA. So important to me. It was personal to me in March 2022. And I'm looking now to go after my Juris Doctor. Why? Because there's something that I want to do to add value to our communities and our worlds and our small businesses that face challenges. And that's just one area. So again, you can master all of these different areas. You can do more than one thing. So 3 levels, and I want to make this clear. It's kind of like a sphere. I like to think of it as a sphere when you're going to your next level. And I'm going to tell you what next level means in our next segment. But in the sphere of going to your next level, you're unlocking, you're mastering, you're going to your next level. You have an entry level. You have a process level, and you have next level. So either you're in one of these three places. You're either entering, you're either in the process, or you're in your next level, which takes you right back to the entry, right? So powerful. Just deal with that for a few minutes. Okay, so if you are entering, after you're unlocked, you're entering maybe that next place. You're already in a place now, but when you're unlocked, you get to go and make choices to access something that you want to access. Maybe it was writing the book. Maybe it's losing weight. Maybe it's starting a business. Maybe it's going back to school. Whatever it is, and that's holding you back, you need to address it. You need a coach to help pull you out of that and help you take the right steps and choices and tools to get you there. And then you're going to be in one of these levels, entry, process, or next level. I've got to go to a commercial break. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what next level means. It's so powerful. You listen to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW. Baby, I got what you need.
Welcome back. You know I got it. Welcome in. Welcome in from around the world, iHeartRadio, U.S., wherever you're at in the country. A little respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yes. Yes. So we're talking about unlocking you, mastering, going after your next level race. You know, for women in the corporate world are leaving at high numbers. It's been happening for years because they're locked in their position. They're not being promoted. They are only able to climb the corporate ladder to some level within that company. So they're either leaving and starting their own businesses or leaving and going to a company that will allow them to be unlocked to go to their next level because they have so much more to give. We see it all the time. It needs to change. Happy Women in History Month out there. I'm an expert at examining and inspecting and identifying a person's purpose. Spend enough time with me, help you hone in on that. Potential, passion, posturing. Purpose is really your aim, your goal, the objective. You want to keep it in view. It's intentional, your purpose, your passion. Like Mother Teresa, as I mentioned earlier, passion really means relentless endurance. It does not mean what you think it means on Hallmark, which is great movies, but it really means relentless endurance. And potential. Potential, I love this word because I like to tell a little story about how when children are born, when children are born, let me just put it like this, experts designate the period from 0 to 8 years old, and they call it the formative years. These are the formative years. Not only do they call it the formative years, they call it the potent time, potential, a time when that child's brain is growing in an unparalleled rate. It's remarkable. These early years are not just foundational, they are potent, meaning the word potent means immense power and influence. So for all of you out there that you're wondering why you're here and why were you born, even with all of your accomplishments and you're still struggling with the greatest version of yourself, you are immensely powerful and influential. You are potent. You were born to be potent. You were born to be remarkable. I promise that in this segment, I will tell you what next level, because we hear it's, hey, let's go to United. I mean, if we Google next level on any social media site, I wonder how many next level comments and words and events have next level in them. But I like digging into a word. This is a phrase, though. This is not a word. This is a phrase. Next level phrasing, the next level word. We would say Steph Curry is a next level three-point shooter without a doubt. Next level means better. It means more advanced. It means more successful in your situation than it was before. It also means surpassing others. Uncommonly good, or what I like to say is uncommonly impressive. Now, if you don't want to be uncommonly impressive, then this show is not for you today. You want to be uncommonly impressive. Steph Curry is uncommonly impressive with three-pointers. Michael Jordan, uncommonly impressive when he started flying through the air to dunk a basketball. Amazing. I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, more on unlocking, mastering, running your next level race. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, The Bottom Line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love it, I love it, I love it. Small businesses, we are for you. We have great opportunities for you. We are, you've heard our, if you have been tuning into this show, you've heard our new commercials. We're excited about that. We're excited about helping and supporting small businesses, specifically women in business, minorities in business, and then professional women in terms of coaching, really wanting you to shine, really wanting to help support your investment in the world. You know, I look at our male counterparts, and you've been investing in the world. When I was growing up, we used to hear it's a man's world. It's not a man's world. It's a human world. Human. Human. It's not a man's world. I think it was James Brown who sang this song, popularized It's a Man's World. I'm not going to sing it for you because I'm not a singer. But I can hear it in my mind. Your next level race is ahead of you. It's not behind you. Since I've retired, your next level race is not behind you. It's ahead of you. It is in your future. It is in your decision to take steps towards your next level. A couple of years ago, I was invited to talk to a women's faith-based group, which I always love to do. And at that time, I was still in my master's program in my 50s. And I shared that, and I shared the journey. And so many women, senior women, older women, came up to me after that talk and said, I thought I was too old to go back to school. You're not too old to go back to school. Of course not. Some of the greatest investments in this world were done by what we call late bloomers. Maybe you weren't designed to do your greatest work in your 30s, in your 20s, or in your teens. Mozart, as a child, right? Maybe your greatest level is now, is where you're at now. And if you're listening to this, definitely, it's not by coincidence. So if you're just tuning in, one of the points I made in terms of your next level, which is going to next level, is a phrase that means uncommonly impressive. It's reaching that next level of further improvement, further advancements. And the person that you compete against the most is yourself, not other people. Yes, we have competitions, but it's really you. We are only as good as our last achievement, our last accomplishment, our last hoorah. Do something else. Have the courage to unlock, get unlocked, get coached. It's a system, three levels, entry level, process level, next level. You're entering, you're growing, you're learning. And if you are a CEO, if you are a C-level executive, if you have accomplished, be careful that you don't allow arrogance or being unteachable. What I love most about Bill Gates is that he reads 50 books a year because he wants to be teachable. He wants to continue to learn. He wants to continue to get information. Be careful that you don't close yourself off of taking opportunities to learn and to grow, to get coached for your next level. No one's saying that you have not accomplished. You have accomplished. You have succeeded in areas. But everyone needs a mentor, a coach. Even if you're not investing in one, someone's talking to you. And if no one's talking to you and you have that arrogance and you think of yourself so much more highly than you really ought to, then I feel sorry for you, because you will always plateau. You will, no matter how far you think you've gone, it will never be enough, and you'll always leave something behind once you leave this planet, because you were not open to listen and hear other counsel and other opportunities that could take you to those next levels. It's true. So how do we do that? We do it by examining. We do it by investigating. We do it by identifying areas. And sometimes they're uncomfortable. I'm not a therapist, so if you need a therapist, I can point you in the direction of a therapist. I say no to opportunities of businesses that want to get coached if they are struggling and they need a therapist. And I'll tell them, you need to fix this first before I can work with you. Because when you are locked up in some place, it keeps you from really making the decisions that you should be making in growing a business or starting a business or expanding a business. Years ago, I used to say, if you are kind of crazy at home, things are crazy, then you're crazy at work. You're angry at home, or you're depressed at home, or there's tension at home, it goes to work with you. Be careful about that. I got to get out of this segment. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on the AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine, or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome in, welcome in. We're at the bottom of our hour. We're wrapping up. Hopefully you are getting a little glimpse of the importance of being unlocked, not allowing locks to keep you from being extraordinary. I think people were born to be extraordinary, being born to be remarkable. Like our experts say, from 0 to 8 years old, these are potent times. These are the times when children's brains and minds are growing at an exponential rate. It's important. It's potent. They call it a potent time. Amazing. Unlocking, mastering, developing new skills, becoming incredible, having complete knowledge, overcoming, gaining control. Important. No one can run your race but you. But you certainly can choose not to run it. One of my great, I would call book mentors, video mentors, if you will, Miles Monroe, stated many years ago, he's no longer with us, that the wealthiest place on the planet are cemeteries. People passing away with all of their potential, so much potential locked up in them, books that'll never be written, answers to medical problems that'll never come. And you might think, well, maybe someone else will do it. There are some things that you are the only one that can do it, because you were born to do it. And if it doesn't get done, it won't get done. So we need you to be unlocked. We need you to take another step. And kudos and congratulations to everything that you have accomplished. All of the awards and accolades. My husband has so many of them as a retired military, Air Force military. But he's off to something else. He's retired out of the military, and he's off to something else, to his next level. And it's really amazing, the things that he's doing. I'm pretty impressed with what he's choosing to do. He's had some things that he's wanted to do for many, many years. He's playfully has talked about it for many years, and he's actually has taken the steps to pursue it. Proud of him. Courage. Entry level, process level, next level, uncommonly impressive. Someone's going to be it. It might as well be you. For those women out there, those that are aspiring to go to their next level, I have a 10-week, a 12-week, 10-week program, 12-week coaching program, 10-week coaching program. And if you're a business owner, an annual opportunity to be coached once a week at a nominal cost. If you are interested in any one of these levels, the 10-week and a 12-week program is a real committed opportunity to work through some tools, some things that will help you get unlocked, to go a little bit deeper, to help you move into your next position, your next posturing. You know, posturing means admiration and admired. You're admired when you walk into the room. An admirable posture. That could be you. That could be you. It says, I'm really comfortable in my job and I've been doing, or I have to have this job. No one's asking you to leave your position or your station. But just taking steps to get unlocked, taking steps to go to a next level, taking steps to be in the process, taking steps to enter. So powerful. Coach, what are you doing? I'm off to my next level. Coaches need coaches. People need coaches, people need mentors, people need someone who's gone before them in their lives and their opportunities. I've got two 10X coaches. Why? Because I'm pointed to a 10X experience. Why? Because I have more to give. I have more to do. And when I one day die, I want to die empty. Someone said when Chadwick Boseman, before he passed away, the Black Panther, he said, when I die, I want to stand before God and I want to be able to say, I used everything you gave me. That's what I want. I want to use everything you gave me. If you're interested, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. My team and I will work with you to get you in the right package to help you go to your next level, your next uncommonly impressive level. This is Margaret Jackson. We are out of here. Be good to someone. We are AM 1220 KDOW in Bay Area's business and finance leader.